What you've just heard is a duo between Wadada Leo Smith and myself. And Wadada is a multi-instrumentalist, and you hear primarily on trumpet, but also he was playing some percussion in the beginning. And I was just playing drum set. I noticed that in the beginning of the work that you heard, I am fairly certain that we were working with some of Leo's notated ideas that included this aforementioned Acri invention notation system, which, as I culled through these early recordings and listened to things, particularly this work with Leo, I began to notice that this also was something that helped to formulate my own thinking about the use of space and the architecture of silence and sound, and how one can manipulate that and use it as in a myriad of expressive ways. So this gives you a little feeling for that, but also for the feeling for our relationship. And this is recorded in 1976. I was about 21 years old at the time. Leo, of course, is a good 13 or 14 years older than me. And recorded in New Haven at a place called The Space. And right at the moment, we're centered around the 1970s and in New Haven, and the concept of this part of this jazz profile show on the music that I'm presenting for you is to give you a kind of chronological overview of my entire output, which is more or less impossible because there's so many things, but we'll do our best. And so continuing on that thread, we're going to look at the a group that was, and a person who was as at least as important, if not more, than Leo in that time, which was the pianist Anthony Davis. Now, Anthony was the first musician I met in New Haven. The way that we connected was that I emerged from my high school years and, among other things, had a subscription to Rolling Stone. And the only thing I could think of when I In my own way, I navigated myself from rock and roll roots and blues roots into an interest and curiosity about jazz and improvised music in many different forms, primarily contemporary forms, and that meant the avant-garde as well. I had, for instance, through magazines and so forth, discovered the Art Ensemble of Chicago, Sun Ra, and other artists of this nature. And in fact, I even knew about Leo and Anthony Braxton long before I met them, and had found all these things as a very young teenager, Ornette Coleman, et cetera, et cetera. And like a lot of people of my generation, our training, our relationship to learning about music was often through recordings. They were important to us. And radio, by the way, was also important to us. We listened, or I listened at least, a great deal to many different kinds of music and was curious about many things. So by this point of being around a 16, 17-year-old, I wanted to find musicians to play with and didn't have a clue where to start, so I put an ad in the back of Rolling Stone, and a bassist who both traversed rock and roll and jazz saw the listing and invited Anthony Davis to come out with him and play with me. And admittedly, since I had never played this music I was becoming curious about with anybody, I had little experience, but I had lots of enthusiasm and great ears because I listened a lot and I understood a lot of things just through my ear. I taught myself, in fact, how to swing and how to play jazz feeling and any sense of how to play in this modality of whatever we might call it, jazz, we'll use that word for now. All of this stuff was all through my ear. I had no other guide than that. And so this